This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Wednesday on the DJV program. May the 6th is upon us. May the 6th doesn't quite have the same ring to it, though, does it? May the 6th be with you. Unless no. It's a six-pack of beer, I suppose, huh?
That's happening a lot these days.
That's for sure. That's the voice of Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horan. My voice belongs to me. I'm Doug Steffen on the DJV program. Okay, so Jennifer, how many ways do we have not to like the Chinese today? Let's see.
Oh, there's tons.
Coronavirus, we got the bees, we have all of the things they've done to screw up or screw with us on our food supply. And, I have a local guy who's calling it the commie cough.
The commie cough?
The virus is the commie cough. I don't know how well that goes over with certain people. Oh, that's how I suppose the local blog. How dare you? That's terrible. You insensitive SOB. That sort of thing. But another point of view, and it is, the cough does sort of come from over there, and they are communists, so you could call it the commie cough.
I'll give you I don't know if this is a good story or not about
okay.
it, but there is a hero in the coronavirus, in the fight against coronavirus.
Yeah, there is.
El Chapo's son.
What?
Remind us. For those who don't remember who the delightful El Chapo is,
El Chapo, of course, was a big drug cartel leader and probably still is in some respects. He got caught a couple of times and found his way out of prison with some help from people who dug a hole in the bottom of a prison cell so he could jump through the hole and scooter out of prison. Well, now, according to reports in Mexico, the sons of El Chapo are actually imposing a curfew on residents of a town under their cartel's control due to coronavirus. So, see, even the cartel is acting responsibly here. Ivan Guzman and Jesus Guzman threatened violators with beatings, with boards, arrests or fines if they left their house. Now, that almost feels like living in Los Angeles, but a little different. Yeah. They say that they're not playing. This is no game. The heads of the Sinaloa cartel are telling this town that after 10 o'clock at night, all people have to be inside their homes due to the coronavirus. Otherwise, they will be punished. These are the orders from above.
They
call themselves Los Chapitos. The Little
really?
Chapos. Uh-huh.
Los Chapitos.
It almost makes them sound nice.
Yes.
I know, doesn't it? Except for the part about if you leave your house after 10, they'll beat you with a board.
Right.
And I'm
pretty
sure they're not kidding. I think that they mean it. So if you're living in the town in which they run, stay indoors after 10. Just better that way.
Right. Or you'll be subject to the board. You won't be bored. You'll get the board, as it were. The researcher, this 37-year-old say 37 is pretty young. Wouldn't you say that, Jennifer and Victoria?
I'd like to think so.
37 is a good age. Young researcher who was said to be on the verge of making a significant virus finding, doing research on it, was shot in Pennsylvania. Did you hear this story?
No.
Yep. Let's see. His name was Bing
Lu. Was he trying
to
go into a dollar store without a mask on?
No. That was yesterday. Bing Lu, a researcher at the University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine, was shot in a town north of Pittsburgh. A fellow who originally, according to his name anyway, came from China.
Was it a hate crime?
An hour after his body was discovered, a second person named Huao Gu was found dead inside a car. I'm thinking
this happened.
It could be any number of anyway, the police there say it appeared to be connected beyond their proximity to each other. In other words, they were known to be together, but the motives isn't known yet. Mr. Liu has a PhD in computational science. Worked as a postdoctoral fellow at Carnegie Mellon, and then a research associate at the University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine. The university described him as an excellent mentor, prolific researcher, authored 30 papers. His work focused on biology. Bing was on the verge of making a very significant finding toward understanding the cellular mechanisms that underlie infection, cellular basis of complicated covert, you know, all that stuff. That too. Anyway, I just there's more certainly to get to come for an explanation of this, but you know, you wonder. You said that, Victoria, and first thing is, yeah, it looks like a hate crime because there are so many stupid people who just they want to get the Chinese no matter what, and then there are others. There are other people in me that, you know, the Chinese operatives from the Chinese government are all over this country, all over the place. And it may be that there was something there that pointed back to China. Won't know. This is all speculation.
I would prefer that. I would prefer no one loses their life, but I would prefer it be that because I'd like to think that as Americans, I would prefer that it was Chinese operatives.
Oh, okay.
Because I would like to think better of my fellow Americans.
Yes, me too.
Yes.
Yep. Because we've seen these stories before, we've heard all about it, you know, after any time there's an ISIS issue, then we hear these horrible stories of people around the country going out and shooting someone in their driveway with a turban on, even though that person was Indian. And so I'd like to believe that these were Chinese operatives.
Well, but some of the things that we're also recognizing, ladies, is that there is a huge informational gap brought about by ignorance, by incorrect or impossible things that you wouldn't imagine would ever happen in school because we learned much better. But the learning curve is so dull these days in our public school system for the average student. The good student is not left behind. The special needs student is not left behind. But the average person who has average grades, average intelligence, average interest in school is left behind. And thus you have how many dropouts in Los Angeles this year, Jennifer? How many
times
in any big city? It's like 60%. When they turn 16, they're out of there. That's a huge indictment of the public school system. And so that lack of ignorance, lack of getting to people and trying to find out what it is that piques their interest so you can, you know, stir their mind and get them to do things with their lives. Wow. And I think there's a lot of that. We have an ignorant segment here to our society. And so I would ask this question. The White House task force being wound down, good move, not a good move, doesn't make any difference. Which of those three
or
is there another option?
I don't mind it because here's the thing. I think the task force existed to kind of give those daily updates, which already are starting to wind down as we look towards recovery. But that doesn't mean that Dr. Birx or Dr. Fauci or that the vice president aren't still going to be working on this. I think that they are. And I think particularly
so
the doctors are still going to be looked at.
Flash and splash, Jennifer, then. How much?
Well, I think almost 100% of the task force was for transparency and for information purposes, I think. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean those people weren't working on stuff. They absolutely were. And it doesn't mean that they're not going to work on it just because the task force is kind of disbarring. It's just, do we need to bring everybody together for daily briefings as we look forward to reopening? I don't know if that's the image that the administration wants to project. I do think
Well, they
that
want to shift over to the economy. I get
to recovery,
it. It's an election
right.
year. Yeah. It just, I don't know. It just, My gut instinct when I heard that was just, there's just something, I don't know, there's something that's been, even though Trump himself, I don't believe, has had a stabilizing effect on people, but there is something about, you know, the way Pence has handled things. I have a lot of respect for that. I think Dr. Fauci has done a good job. He's become the voice of reason or whatever you want to call it of comfort for the country. Dr. Birx has done the same thing. Knowing that that panel has been there, I think has been somewhat grounding for a lot of people. So I don't know if it's going to be a popular.
Is Jennifer
decision.
Saying is what Jennifer said right? They're still going to be there. They're just not going to be public. They're
just not
go
doing
away.
The updates. They're not moving together as a team. they're still going to be working and they're still going to be handling the requests of the governors. I would imagine Mike Pence is still going to be the person who is.
Yeah,
the,
he has done a fairly good job on this.
He's done a great job, I think.
Yeah,
I don't know. You can look at him some days during those briefings, and he looked so like tired because he's just been working, I think, and he really has been working very tirelessly on trying to get people back.
I don't know. I just think there's something about that visual of them together. I don't know.
It's theater.
I don't know. We'll see.
Part of the theater of this.
It is, but sometimes theater can make people feel better. And so we'll see how people react overall. If we see a spike in numbers go back up again, maybe they're going to have to put them back out in front. I understand Trump wants to be in front now and talk about recovering the economy and everything. Like I said, we know it's an election year, but I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
Even more than the election year, I think people are really now starting to get scared about what this means for their future. And so, at the beginning, people were really scared about the disease and about the virus. I think now people are really scared about whether or not they're going to have a job, if they're going to have anything to go back to. And so I do think that the switch is, yes, of course. I mean, I'm not a dummy. Of course, it's about the election and about positioning him as the person who can rebuild the economy. But certainly, I think there's also some goodness in there as well, because I think a lot of people need to feel secure that there's an economy to go back to.
That is very true. And at what cost probably will be the discussion? 80, 90,000 people dead, 200,000 new cases. Don't kid yourself. Going back, opening things up, which is what the public kind of wants at this point in time, is going to have its complications. Wearing masks, distancing, all of that sort of stuff, flying on an airplane, whatever it is that you're doing that involves you being around somebody else other than you, your family, people that you work with, there is a lot more exposure to be had here. And it's not, this year, I think, will be marked in history as the year of the virus. I'm making that prediction sort of based on a lot of stuff that I'm putting together in my own little bit of research in my own world. Speaking of research, we all know vitamin D supports overall good health, and vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. So why are so many of us, so many Americans, deficient when it comes to vitamin D? Really no reason you have to be that way with advanced vitamin D from Purity Products. Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors like magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, you can try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for $19.95. Call right now. You can do two things. We've got something new here. 800-484-5947 is the number to call. You can also go online to purity.com. That's purityd.com. All right, purityd.com. Use the code DJV and buy it for $19.95. Okay, advanced formula D. And when you use the DJV code, you get a bottle of free fish oil as well from Purity. That's purityd, PURITYD.com. Carrying a very positive, very important message in this time, lose the weight, keep it off. What's going on now more than ever that makes this an important message?
Well, I think, you know, everybody's focus right now is, you know, I just want to stay healthy. I want my family to stay healthy. And if losing weight is part of that, Calitrin is the right product for you because it doesn't contain any drugs or any stimulants in it. So it's actually good for you. And there are lots of weight loss guides, helpful tips for staying healthy, meal prep guides. There's all kinds of tools that can help you get healthy, you know, right now.
All right, so we're on jobloss.com. What's the deal going to be?
Well, the spring sale we've got right now is buy three, get three free, and it is unlimited. So buy four, get four free, buy 10, get 10 free. And that promo code using the letters DJV will save you on shipping on all orders.
Go to toploss.com, lose that weight and keep it off, and be healthy this spring.
Comp complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jennifer. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Let's go.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Finally, some real musicians.
Ooh, yeah, right. Yeah, Joey Fatone, Lance Bass, and Chris Kirkpatrick. Three members of NSYNC have organized a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Orlando for the All-In Challenge. There's a lucky fan who wins the sweepstakes, and that person can bring two friends on a three-night vacation with Joey Fatone and Lance Bass and Mr. Kirkpatrick serving as the eldest tour guide. Which one is? Joey Fatone?
Was
I know. Why I pronounce it like that.
After seeing him on The Masked Singer and hearing him by himself, wow, what a voice.
Has he got a good, strong voice, really?
Yeah, totally.
When did he get on
that? He was. Everyone was overshadowed by Justin and JC. But hearing Joey sing on The Masked Singer, he was fabulous. He was great.
Yeah. When was he unmasked?
Last season.
Yeah, okay. So these three NSYNC alums also prepared official NSYNC swag to gift the three lucky contestants, some of which have been signed by all five members, including Justin Timberlake and J.C. Chazé. Is that how you pronounce his name?
Chazé. Yep.
Chazé. Oh, of course. Maybe Chazé. Chazé. They aren't involved in this. Why aren't they participating? They're too good for the other guys anymore, or what?
No, they're all still friends, but I don't know. Maybe Justin might still be filming a movie or.
Yeah.
And JC produces a lot of music, so for other people, I'm not sure.
Nobody is filming movies at the moment, and nobody is filming television shows.
What are we going to do? I guess I'm going to actually catch up on stuff I should have.
Philadelphia 76 co-owner Michael Rubin.
Get to Twin Peaks.
started this relief campaign. Unites the world's biggest athletes, musicians, business owners, and other influential people to donate their prized possessions or offer once-in-a-lifetime opportunities in an online auction to enter or win sweepstakes on the All In Challenge official website. Was that part of what Krasinski did with all those people for the graduation, or was that a separate deal?
I don't know. I think that was.
Do you know what he did? Did you know what they did?
The prom thing? Yeah, that was different.
Yeah. All the funds raised here from the All-In Challenge are going to go to four organizations that tackle food insecurity, including Feeding America, the group we worked for last week, and then Meals on Wheels, No Kid Hungry, and Chef Jose Andres, World Central Kitchen. All right, so there it is, the In Sync Boys, including Jennifer Joey Fatone. At it. All right, next up musically, 26 after the hour here on the DJV program. Jen Jen, Victoria, Doug, and you with Drake. Well, there's another challenge here. Mariah Carey has joined the All-In Challenge. She wrote, I accept the All-In Challenge. Enter to win the show, Dinner With Me. All proceeds help feed those in need. Thanks to Ariana Grande for nominating me and keeping the diva chain going. I nominate Kelly Clarkson. I don't think Clarkson's a diva. Do you? Do you get that from her?
No, diva means a good thing. That means you're right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Applied to Mariah, sometimes it might have meant something different.
Well,
she's got diva in both ways.
Yeah.
Okay. Last week, Shawn Mendes joined as well. We wrote, quote, I've accepted the All-In Challenge to help feed those in need during this challenging time, inviting fans to visit allinchallenge.in/Shawn Mendes to donate for a chance to come to the set of my next music video and have a cameo in it. That'd be kind of fun, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mendes also nominated Latin superstar Maluma to join the challenge. So let's see, Drake, Justin Bieber, Kevin Hart, more stepping up to the plate in a rather large way, offering once-in-a-lifetime opportunities. Part of this acceptance for the All-In Challenge, Justin Bieber says he'll fly to a winner's hometown, visit their home, perform One Less Lonely Girl for them. Kevin Hart's offering a speaking role in his next film and a VIP experience with a trailer assistant, car service, that kind of stuff. The owner of the 76ers, the aforementioned Mr. Rubin, offering tickets to every championship sporting event, including a Super Bowl ticket, NBA final ticket, World Series ticket. Madonna joined the challenge, auctioning off a jacket worn on her recent Madame X tour, as well as a personal serenade of happy birthday on the winner's birthday. Drake followed their acts of altruism after being challenged by Tom Brady. Drake is giving a lucky winner a chance to fly on his Air Drake plane to L.A. for a weekend out with him, plus tickets to his concert in the winner's hometown. So, yeah, ladies and girls, it's a big-time deal here. Right, a lot of things going on in the name of helping people, thanks to Michael Rubin. Good for him for putting all this stuff together. Now, 29 past the hour on the DJV show.
How to meditate in 60 seconds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Meditation is like exercise for your brain. It's extremely healthy for you. I only have 60 seconds to tell you how to do it right now, and I've already used some of those seconds up. So here are five quick tips. One, find a quiet place if you can. Two, sit upright because meditation is different than lounging. Three, close your eyes so you minimize distractions. Four, sit still because it's said the quiet body can produce a quiet mind. 5. Focus on taking slow, controlled breaths. Do not get upset with yourself if you have thoughts. Instead, just observe those thoughts with compassion. The real goal of meditation is to be present, so do your best to be present. Oh, and start with doing this for 2 minutes a day. When you feel comfortable with that, meditate longer. For more in-depth information on meditation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
After more than a month, the president has finally left the White House. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
President Trump in Phoenix, Arizona on Tuesday visiting a Honeywell plant that has been restructured to make N95 masks during the coronavirus pandemic. The president praising the workers at the plant for their hard work.
Moments ago we saw the brand new production lines where you're making high quality N95 respirators and they are made to perfection. There's no bad masks like various countries have been sent some very bad masks from other places. There's nothing like that at Honeywell. Respirators are there to protect our heroic doctors and nurses as they fight the unseen enemy. More than 150 Honeywell employees are working around the clock, three shifts, a day, 6 days a week.
This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendovite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has been hospitalized after getting an infection that was caused by a gallstone. The 87-year-old justice underwent non-surgical treatment for what the Supreme Court described as a benign gallbladder condition at Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore. Ginsburg plans to participate in Wednesday arguments over the telephone from her hospital room. She's expecting to be released on Thursday. The annual Day of Prayer will be held on Thursday as the country comes to grips with the challenges of the COVID-19 pandemic. USA's John Clements reports.
The virtual event will be celebrated across the nation, featuring special guests such as Secretary of State Michael Pompeo as the country pauses for prayer in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic. Pastor Jack Graham of Prestonwood Baptist Church in suburban Dallas tells us this year's National Day of Prayer is coming at a critical time.
We, you know, hear anecdotally about this, but now the facts are coming in, and whether it's domestic violence, divorce, drug abuse, anxiety, depression, all of these psychological problems people are facing. People need God. They need hope. They need prayer.
The National Day of Prayer began with John Hancock in 1775. With USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
You can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Folks, here we go, and away, up, up, and away on the DJV program for Wednesday, May the 6th, 34 at the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, introducing you to the ladies of the day. Jennifer Horn, certainly a lady, a woman. Victoria Keelan, lady, woman. All ladies, all women. They're not girls. That's right. I sometimes get criticized for calling women girls, even though girls are what you are. Girls is exclusively now
who criticizes
teenagers
you for
and
that?
Younger?
Because I don't know any
girls
women
are
who... Yeah, who criticized you for that?
I don't know.
Because I don't know a single woman who would be offended by that.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, that's stupid.
Well, thank you. Next time somebody criticizes me, that's stupid.
I mean, the housewives are all in their 60s and they or 50s, and they call each other
girls. Going to go hang out with the girls, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
The housewives of everywhere. How many different housewives show are there now?
Five? Six?
Really?
Five, maybe?
What is it? I've never watched one of them. What do they do?
Oh, God, it would make your head fall off. Yeah, don't.
Really? What is the point? What do they do?
Nothing. They don't do anything.
That's the point.
They have too much time on their hands.
So they plot against each other and drink wine.
Really? That's it?
And they're all frenemies, so yeah.
Sounds like a really worthwhile way to spend your time.
Oh, it's not at all, but that's why it's so popular.
Being facetious, yes. All right, so Victoria, give us a good reason for people to spend time listening to this program. You must have some more dirt on China. We're all looking for dirt on China today.
Well, yeah, China's got dirt on itself. According to an internal Chinese government report, it warned that Beijing should be concerned about global backlash over its handling of the coronavirus outbreak, which I think all of us can be like, duh. Reuters has sources who say the report by the Ministry of State Security suggests that China needs to prepare for more conflict, including the worst-case scenario of an armed confrontation with the U.S. The report said that anti-China sentiment is the worst it's been since Tiananmen Square in 1989, since that incident. That was an unknown number. Anywhere from hundreds to thousands of civilians were killed by Chinese troops, and the rest of the world didn't take kindly to that. So now, in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic, the U.S., the U.K., and other countries have called for an investigation into China's response to the virus when it was still contained within
those borders.
You mean
when they hoarded all the masks that they built there, they put them away before anybody knew there was a problem? They hoarded all the masks?
Yep, they did. Nice. And really so now, look, everybody else is on to them. I still don't understand. There's a U.S. intelligence...
I think
the real issue is we all know what China was up to. Whether you believe it came from a lab or if you believe that the bats were in a lab and then it escaped, whatever. Whatever you believe, we all know it came from that Wuhan lab or that area of Wuhan. And I think the global ramification of saying China did this deliberately, think about that. That could be enough to launch a third world war. I understand why other
countries,
including our own...
It's like the attack on September 11th. That was deliberate, and look at what happened after that.
Well, we know that was deliberate, and I think I think that's why you hear other countries not going as far as saying it was deliberate. They're saying that China was negligent in not telling the rest of the world. They had a total lack of transparency. They are now, according to a new British report, there's a new genetic analysis that shows more than 7,600 patients around the world had been circulating with the virus since late last year. So when, you know, this, it all tracks.
Circulating on purpose. Is that these inference?
Well, I don't know, but there are people who had it, who had been in circulation long before it was identified. That's what they're finding now when they're doing DNA tracing and things like that, and genetic analysis of people's blood. And there are people in France. The group of researchers looked back on pneumonia cases and found that one of the people died December 27th of COVID, and so that was after several weeks of being ill. So we know that this definitely had circulated, gotten through Europe by December. And then it makes sense that, you know, early in, or let's see, I think the first real cluster was in February. In February 2nd was the Super Bowl. We know there was a cluster of this down in Miami. We know early February they said there were at least 10,000 cases that had already come through New York, through JFK and Newark airports. They know that that came from Europe. That didn't come from China. Out in Washington State and California, that strain, which is different from the strain that came through, this is according to the new CDC report, the strain in New York that came through could actually be more contagious than the strain that hit California and Washington State, which makes sense when you think about the numbers. Like, the numbers in Washington and California are a lot lower than in New York. But in New York, it's European. It was not from China. So it's... Look, this thing was so much more contagious than I think even maybe the Chinese suspected, or maybe they did plan on it being this contagious, and
I'm
they knew that it would spread this quickly.
And you know what? I don't even care at this point. It's always going to be, I don't think we'll ever know whether whether it was an intentional thing or it was accidental. But the fact that they did not jump to the forefront of this and share information and share what they knew and accurately reported on the deaths and the cases that they had, that's what's unforgivable. And I don't know if they were not doing that because they were embarrassed because it was accidental, or if it was purposeful and they were trying to hoard PPE equipment so they could resell it back to countries as this thing spread so that they can make deals to let Huawei go in there. I mean, this is what I really care about, because we're never going to know for sure. They're always going to deny it.
Right.
And they're not going to let us in to investigate it. So how do they handle it? I think the PPE
came later, because I think no one really knew how ill-prepared our hospitals were and our national stockpile. I don't think anybody knew how bad that was.
Well, the story, though, was that China actually started like hoarding PPE equipment as they were going through it from around the globe, so that not just our country, but other countries would actually, as it spread, have to buy it back from them, all the extras.
Hmm. So then we get to the point of, or we point the finger, we know instinctively what really went on. So how do we hold, how does America, how do Americans, how do the people in the rest of the world, how do other countries deal with this in a way that the Chinese are held responsible and they pay the price for what they have created, for what they have caused? That's why
on a global level, right? You'd have to combine efforts with all the other EU nations.
But we start by doing the business thing. We start by a legislative process that enhances the ability of people that are doing business in China to come back to America and do their business here. If we've eaten $2 trillion, which is about what it's cost us so far, and they seem to be printing money because they haven't borrowed any money, then what do we do to bring people back here who are, whether it's manufacturing drugs, parts for cars, whatever it is, food, we stop doing business. And I don't even know why it has to be legislatively if we don't understand at this point, individually and collectively, how bad it is for us to be in bed with these people, why we need the government. People that are running businesses, are you so greedy that you still want to do your crap over in China and sell it to America after what's happened?
Let me put it in this perspective for you, because I was listening to something really interesting about not necessarily the Congress, but the fine line that Trump has had to walk with China. Think about where we were before this, right? We were negotiating through a trade deal, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He knows, and if you've noticed, the messaging has really switched for Trump to really start taking China to task for this, but he hasn't mentioned President Xi by name as someone who did this wrong. And it was really interesting. I was listening to someone yesterday say, pay attention to how Trump is talking about China. He knows they did something wrong. He knows he has to hold them accountable. But he also knows that he can't blow up that first trade deal, because if he does, the tariffs will hit this country when the economy stinks. And so there was already kind of a lightning. And for
but see,
that
really shows how dependent we are on them.
I know. For farmers, for everybody else. Oh. I mean, you can't have it hit at the same time. So that's why he's not going against Xi. You'll hear him say, well, President Xi and I have a pretty good relationship, but China did X, Y, and Z. And it's interesting now to watch why he's having to do that. And this is just symptomatic
sounds
of
like
how
the Saudis all over again.
What kind of hold China has on everybody.
So he's between a rock and a hard place also, because he's running for re-election and the public holds China responsible. So if they see,
and so does
if
he,
they
by
do
the way.
This, I know, I understand, but,
yeah,
but
he's
the
been
average person,
about this for
we've
years.
Already said the average person isn't that smart. So there'll be, somebody will be clever enough to put a morph together of Chinese leaders and Trump and back and forth and who's what. And mark my words, that'll become part of the discourse and part of what happens as we go into the election cycle in the fall. I think that is unavoidable. I understand what you're saying. He is.
It's crazy. I mean, but you know what? I hadn't really thought about that.
Yeah.
I thought, oh, this is going to be a full blast on China. But no, it can't. It can't be, I guess.
No.
It's crazy.
Today is National Nurses Day. God love them. At the end of the 19th century, the lady with the lamp, or as she is more widely known, Florence Nightingale, founded modern nursing. Thanks to her strict use of hand washing, hygiene practices, while caring for wounded soldiers in the Crimean War, Ms. Nightingale and her helpers reduced the death rate from 42% down to 2% just by cleaning up. That tells you something about today, too, doesn't it? When you think about it, just keep yourself clean. Look at the numbers here. So this is how nursing was ushered in, nursing as we know it today. National Nurses Day, the first day of National Nursing Week, which goes through this week. Florence Nightingale's birthday is May 12th, so it starts now and ends on her birthday. Yet the week was the first time it was observed in the U.S. was October of 1954, to mark the 100th anniversary of the work in Crimea that Ms. Nightingale and her team were fortunately around to help with. So, yeah, and now we talk about first responders. The nurses are probably in it more than anybody else almost, because they're right there seeing all of this stuff and trying to deal with it. and trying to protect themselves. And they all have families. It's really quite it's something for us to keep in mind. It's a new world order when it comes to respect for these people and what they do. So, again, but underscoring reducing the death rate from 42%. Imagine that. 42% of the soldiers that came in to be treated died, not because they were wounded, but because the complications of all of the bacteria and the bugs and the viruses and stuff that were floating around. And just by cleaning themselves up, they cut it from 42% of all, 42 out of 100 were dying, and then it went down to 2 out of 100 dying in the Crimean War. That's pretty damn significant, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Under the circumstances, really is.
It's also kind of amazing that one woman's name made it out,
you know,
into history, into folklore, and then into history.
Right. Wasn't that like the woman who was the suffragette, when voting was in 1929? Wasn't there a I'm missing that name, but there's a woman.
I know a bunch of names who were suffragettes. Yeah. I don't know one in particular.
Yeah, there was one woman who led it. That was from Massachusetts. As a matter of fact, in Massachusetts, the people who were my second family, the Mayo family, the woman, the mother of the matriarch, was the one who organized it in Massachusetts. But there's anyway, I'll think about it. Sarah, somebody, is that makes sense?
Adams, wasn't it? Or
No. All right.
I know who you're talking about. I took rebellious women in college.
I would have thought Victoria would take that, too. That'd be a good course for everybody. If it had been around, my daughter would have.
Either that or Chicano studies, so, you know, I went with the women.
Right. All right, Jennifer, let's go with you to find out what's on television tonight. I have short-circuited you, and you haven't had enough time to do the overview.
I know,
on
nights that actually
had
really good stuff. But
well, tonight's Wednesday. It's Chicago night.
It is Chicago night. It's also Who Wants to Be a Millionaire night.
Yeah. How's that doing in the ratings, by the way? I don't
think it's doing okay.
Is it? That's
yeah.
Not the same. There's no audience.
I haven't seen it yet.
And Jimmy Fallon.
There's no audience.
Jimmy Kimmel isn't Regis. It's like it
no
was
one's Regis.
Built around Regis.
And Regis
it
just is gold.
Well, it was Tom Bergeron for a long time. He was great. And then Meredith
Vieira.
Who was
he, a millionaire?
I think so, yeah. I think he took over for a while. And then Meredith Vieira did a syndicated daytime version.
But I have to say, nobody is Regis. And that's just, nobody's going to be Regis. But Jimmy Kimmel has no studio audience, but he does have on tonight Hannibal Buress and Catherine O'Hara. They will do their final answers for charity. Also tonight, A New Man with a Plan on CBS. By the way, Millionaire ABC on at 8 o'clock. Then Shaq Life. The season finale, if you want to find out what it's like to be Shaq as he juggles his roles as the leader of Papa John's.
I've watched a little bit. It's pretty interesting. He's a very interesting guy.
He is a really interesting guy.
Very smart guy, too. Very smart.
That's at 9 o'clock tonight on TNT. Also tonight, Council of Dads is new on NBC. Tyler Perry's Ruthless is new tonight. And how about a food show? Let's say Guy's Grocery Games, Food Network, at 10 o'clock also.
What's that about?
Run around. Yeah, Guy Fieri, you run around a supermarket and make food with it, and it's all for Mother's Day. And then Eating History tonight on History at 10 p.m.
Really?
Is Mastering tonight?
Mastering was last night, wasn't it?
No, it's Wednesday nights.
Oh, is it? Oh, I thought I saw it last night. So I'm flipping around. It's I kind of almost, every once in a while I get sucked into it because I want to see, and then there's too much stuff around it. I just want to get to who is it. You know what I mean? There's just too much.
Who it is?
Who is that? Who is that masked person anyway? It's 10 before the hour on the DJV show.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing processing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Three after the hour now here on the DJB program. It's Tech Talk time. TTT, Tech Talk time with our Tech Talker, Victoria Keelan. She is, what did we labeled you as, the Tech something or other? I forgot.
Tech name. Translator.
That's it. The Tech Translator. All right, so YouTube and Facebook are competing now in what way?
Yeah, they want to have the most star-packed commencement online, and so Facebook came out early swinging with Oprah. It doesn't get bigger than Oprah, right? Well, YouTube says it might get bigger than Oprah because they've got President Obama and former First Lady
really?
Michelle Obama.
Wow.
Yep. So what happened is Facebook is doing their commencement event. So they're going to have a commencement speech by Oprah, and then shorter little addresses are going to come from Awkwafina, Jennifer Garner, Lil Nas X, Simone Biles, and then Miley Cyrus is going to do a performance. That's going to be held on May 15th. That's going to be on streaming on Facebook. Now, YouTube came out with the announcement yesterday that they're also doing a commencement address and special occasion for everyone who can't have a graduation, you know, that's at their school. And so President Obama, former First Lady Michelle Obama, they will both be speaking. Then they got K-pop, which is the sensation from the K-pop sensation BTS. They're like the biggest boy band in the world right now. They're going to be doing a performance. Google CEO Sundar Pichai, he's going to be speaking. Malala Yousafzai, she's also going to be speaking, which is amazing. And then they got Lady Gaga. So I think that YouTube might win this one. Yeah.
Wow.
Then they've got special appearances from Alicia Keys, Destiny's Child, Kelly Rowland, actress Kerry Washington, actress and singer Zendaya. And then they've got some YouTube creators, Dude Perfect and the Try Guys. They're also going to make an appearance. So I feel like in this competition, YouTube takes the prize. So past commencement speeches have racked up tens of millions of views on YouTube, and this is going to be no exception to that. YouTube's event will be held on June 6th, and they haven't even laid out the full schedule. Those are just the highlights so far. The whole schedule is going to be laid out on May 17th. That will be 2 days after Facebook holds their ceremony on May 15th. So it's all great news for graduates. You can have bragging rights for the rest of your life that you had Oprah as your graduation speaker, or President Obama, or Michelle Obama, or BTS, or Gaga. There's a lot of name dropping that this class of 2020 is going to be able to do.
Victoria Keelan could be your graduation speaker, too.
I would like to attend these graduation ceremonies. Right. It's going to be really cool.
Inspiration, a time when we need inspiration. There's some of it. Are you having issues with facial recognition on your iPhone? Apple says they have a solution for the problem.
The Geek Out.
If you're an iPhone user, you've likely run into that maddening moment when you try to use it only to have the mask you're wearing prevent Face ID from working, which means now you have that annoying delay before you can enter your passcode, and if you have your device set up for a short period of time before it relocks itself, this gets to be a beating and fast. Good news, Apple has added a workaround in an upcoming version of iOS that allows users to bypass Face ID altogether simply by swiping to access the passcode entry screen. It doesn't impact security, it just reduces the friction. Still in testing, this version of iOS should be out in a few weeks, and when it's available, we'll alert you on Twitter, @TheGeekOut.
Coronavirus and flu season puts you at high risk. Feeling sick? Speak with a doctor via phone or tablet. Unlimited doctor access is about $1 a day, and everyone is accepted. Call Telemed 1 at 800-237-1045. That's 800-237-1045.
All right, let's see what we've got here. If you're a Harry Potter fan, listen up.
Yep, this is great news for kids who are stuck at home and the parents who are probably pulling their hair out about now.
Or their teeth.
Yep, the first Harry Potter book, Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, the movie changed to the Sorcerer's Stone, but it is getting the star treatment. Various celebrities, including Harry Potter himself, Daniel Radcliffe, Stephen Fry, Eddie Redmayne, they are taking turns reading the book's 17 chapters on video, with a chapter being released each week. The videos will be free on HarryPotterAtHome.com, and the audio will be accessible exclusively on Spotify. The first chapter, read by Harry Potter, Daniel Radcliffe, went online on Tuesday, and then they've got other celebrity narrators lined up, Dakota Fanning, Claudia Kim, David Beckham, and more announcements are going to be coming soon. The chapters are going to be released through midsummer, so this is a really fun series to get your kids involved in, and it goes chapter by chapter, so kids really, you know, love the Harry Potter stories. And this is all part of J.K. Rowling, the author. She's trying to make this a lot easier for parents to access during the pandemic. She and her team have loosened a lot of the licensing restrictions to allow teachers to read the books virtually as well in their classrooms.
All right, here's good news. Thank you, Victoria. Victoria Keelan here. My name is Doug Steffen. We're here together on the DJV program at 59.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.